welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks, our first episode of this curious year, the Year of the King, the Year of the Versus matchup. Welcome to 2016. Joining me this week, we have Sam.
Hello.
And we have Dan the Third.
Hello. Even though I don't love that name, but I'll take it.
I know it's kind of... You're not the third, but you're the third Dan. It's very different. There's no way to differentiate you. Okay, you can differentiate.
It's fine.
You can differentiate the first one because he's British Dan, but then you and Dan 2 are pretty much American Dan, and you sound very ill energy at times.
Thanks.
Yeah, but Dan usually joins us for Russian podcast, but he's not doing that this week. So hopefully he's here for the next one, which is right before the Royal Rumble, which is coming up in just 2.5 short weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
We'll talk about that in about
a few
weeks.
I'm supposed to watch that.
Yes. But what we are here to talk about this week, as we tend to do at the start of the year, is the year in preview. Literally, we take a look at what's coming out in 2016, movies, video games, TV shows, anything that we're excited for, and talk about it. And since we're kind of expanding the scope, I think in years past we used to just do movies. There won't be, we're not going to go through everything, we're just going to kind of throw out stuff that we're excited for and kind of have a discussion for that. And because I'm selfish, I'm going to kick it off because, I mean, it's been literally 3 years of waiting, but Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice is out in about 2.5 months from now. And if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook or NeoGaf or really anywhere I've been on the internet for the past 2.5 years. You
if
probably
you
had
on the street. You'll probably know it too.
You'll probably figure out at some point that I've been super excited for this movie. I mean, you know, everybody has the fun with Man of Steel, and we're not getting into that discussion today. If you want, there's a old series. We did a Man of Steel cast with Man of Steel back in 2013. But I mean, just seeing one, my favorite comic book character. I mean, granted, it's very easy to have Batman. And Superman, one of the most iconic characters of in all of fiction, on the big screen together for the first time. I find it difficult that people aren't excited for this.
Because Superman sucked.
Like I said, I'm not getting into that discussion. That's for another day.
Well, you
I'm excited.
Ask, people aren't excited about it. I'm hesitant. I like not almost every Batman movie, but a lot of the Batman movies. And I like the idea of Ben Affleck as Batman. Like, I know a lot of people were hesitant about that, but I love Ben Affleck. I just didn't really care for Man of Steel, so I'm hesitant.
Yeah, and I get that, but at the same time, I get this new movie, and I think about a lot of the stuff people had issues with Man of Steel, and you think, you know, you realize that like the director's the same, but the writer's different.
You know what? Zack Snyder, too, so he made one of my favorite movies of all time, so maybe he'll be alright. I don't know.
Which one's that?
I was about to say.
Dawn of the Dead remake.
Oh, okay, I was about to say. That's his, to me, one of his... I think Man of Steel is his best movie, personally. Right. Then I think Dawn of the Dead, and then probably Watchmen? No, 300, actually.
This is 300 gets shit on a lot, and, you know. Somewhat rightly so, but it's still a movie that was like my coming of age movie. The first R-rated movie that I saw, and it was also the first pirated movie I saw, and I saw it on a band camp trip, which is like basically the first time I was out with people without my parents. So that movie signifies growing up to me in a weird way.
Gotcha. Yes, I don't think I should on this show, but it signifies something else to me because it was right at the end, right at the start of my college experience. So, like, we would just go to bars and you just have a bunch of the fratty guys shouting, "This is Sparta," and doing the whole pound and chest stuff. So, I like the movie, but it did kind of get really annoying really quickly.
I think the thing I'm most worried about is Zack Snyder for me. Like, I love the whole cast. Still not totally sold on Jesse Eisenberg, but, I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful. I would be in between you two on my excitement level.
I'm excited for the movie, but there's a difference between being excited and kind of going, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best movie ever. Like, I go in with reasonable expectations with most things, because it's when you have those lofty expectations that it's going to be a life-changing, life-altering movie, that's when you end up disappointed. Like, I'm expecting kind of just Man of Steel 2, which I enjoy. If it goes better than that, I'm okay with it. If it goes, like, in this day and age, unless you're extremely boring or somehow you hit the level of Batman and Robin again, I think I'm going to at least enjoy a comic book movie. There are very few I don't at least enjoy on the first viewing. There are some I never want to revisit, but there are very few I'm not like, well, you know, that was fine in the past decade or so.
Fair enough.
So, yes, since he wants to take the middle road, we're going to have Dan go next.
Hey,
Dan.
I'm
here. Yes.
So, I'm going to obviously go on the versus path and take Civil War. I'd say for both of these movies, I'm really excited and also really scared, because no one's really done a good version of a movie where good guys fight good guys and then team up to fight bad guys. I don't know if that's going to happen in the Marvel one, but you know, it's Captain America versus Iron Man. It's so much extended universe stuff, which Earl knows that I love because of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff like that. You know, we got Sharon Carter, we got Scarlet Witch.
I like how you put Sharon Carter first. Yeah, she must be Marvel marketing.
Yeah, I got to go with my theory that it's going to be, she's going to be Captain Marvel. And Spider-Man, first time in the Marvel, you know, universe. Black Panther. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff, and it, you know, could turn out horribly, but I'm hopeful that it'll be good.
I don't think it's going to turn out horrible. What I'm curious about, and this is something I'm kind of curious to see how it does at the box office as well. Not that I don't think it's going to do well, but I'm kind of curious if it's going to be diminishing return for fans, because we just saw most of these people last year in the Avengers Age of Ultron, where like, Avengers was a big event movie because it's the first time we saw them together, and Age of Ultron was a sequel to that, where it's like, okay, they're together again. But I am excited for this movie, which is really ironic because I really dislike the actual comic book it's based off of. Well, the comic book it's named after, I should say. But it doesn't look like they're doing anything stupid with it, Crossbones is in this movie, so who knows what's going to happen to Cap. But yeah, I'm super stoked for that film. And, I mean, just to kind of get it out of the way so we don't go around in circles, Suicide Squad, my most anticipated movie of the year.
That's my most anticipated, at least, superhero movie.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's going to be good, kind of same with Man of Steel, but it looks interesting enough to where...
Yeah, I think for me the biggest thing is it's different than anything else we've gotten recently from the big two. It does, I mean, so far, we'll find out more in 2 weeks, and we'll probably be back for that too, where it doesn't look like your typical... It's not your typical... You know, like what Dan mentioned, Civil War is good guys versus good guys. This is bad guys versus battler guys. So, it's interesting in that sense.
They'll probably do the same thing with every movie where the bad guys aren't actually that bad.
No, I'm pretty sure that the Suicide... they won't... You can make movies with bad people who are likable, but they're still bad people.
There are movies that do it. I don't trust Disney. Not Disney. I guess it isn't Disney, is it? I don't trust... Whatever. They're trying to be Disney, right?
Warner.
I know it's Warner, but that's what they're trying to do is the... Well, I guess not. All right.
I don't think so, because like there are certain signs you should look for stuff like that, and I think the first one here is when you don't get David Ayer to do nice guys.
Yeah. I'm honestly looking forward to Suicide Squad more than the other two.
Yeah, like I said, my most
because of the director, the actors, just the fact that it's bad guys, like, bad guys are just inherently more interesting.
Oh, this guy made Fury.
Yeah, and End of Watch.
I am more interested for this movie now, and Fast and Furious.
Well, he wrote it.
I was about to say, that's a really
That would be a minus for me, but...
He also wrote Training Day, so, like I said, you don't get him to do Happy Go Lucky team-up movies.
Yeah, that's fair.
You get him to do that Down and Dirty in the Grit and Rain. Ninja Turtles...
Fast and Furious, the bad guys were kind of good guys.
Yeah, but that's... And you can do that. Like, Fast and Furious is a good example, because they... I mean, up until 6... They were bad guys. Like, there was no gray area. They were the villains of the antagonists of the movies, but they were treated as likable characters. 6 and 7 turned them into actual heroes.
Yo, Dan, what's wrong with Fast and Furious?
Oh, we can get into this when we talk about Star Trek, maybe. But I'm just not a huge fan of them. I just don't even like them as popcorn movies, really.
Maybe 3 or 4 bad movies. I don't know.
Like, I'd probably take Transformers and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles over Fast and Furious.
You know what? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ain't that bad. The last one?
I was about to say, Ninja Turtles 2, looking forward to it. I mean, you can...
Not too hesitant.
Like, it's because, again, same thing with Batman v Superman. It's a new director, and this person seems to kind of understand what was wrong with the first movie. Like, I mean, granted, this is the 80s kid in me talking big time. I mean, you got Ninja Turtles, you got Bebop, you got Rocksteady, you have Shredder, you have Krang. There's rumors of the Technodrome. Like, the little 5-year-old in me is just geeking out at this stuff. The adult in me still hates the design of the turtles.
For Krang, you look into the toy. It didn't look that good.
I saw twice in theaters. I was drunk one of the times, but the second time I wasn't. It was okay. Like, not a bad movie. There were certainly worse movies I saw.
It's a fine movie. I think it's weird because Ninja Turtles. I love Ninja Turtles, but when you think it's a very odd franchise, and there's only so much you can do with it. I thought the movie was. I mean, I think it's probably the third best movie they've had. Out of the 5.
Too much Megan Fox. I don't hate Megan Fox either, but there was just too much of her in that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was weird that for a Ninja Turtles movie it was focused more on the April O'Neil than it was.
The turtles interacting with each other, so that was kind
of
cool.
Well, it seems like the new one's going to have a lot of Megan Fox, too.
Yeah, she's
just from the trailer,
I guess, so that's okay.
But Arrow's in it, Stephen Amell is in it.
He is, yeah. I don't know how he is as a Hollywood actor, considering he, at least for a long time, was not great in Arrow. Like, it took him a while to really settle into the Arrow role and look like a good actor in that. So we'll see how he is in other things.
Well, I mean, he will say this, and I kind of agree with... Well, actually, we're not going to discuss Arrow. We talked about that stuff on the previous episode, and we can have... There's a lot of discussions here to be had at another time.
Yeah.
Hey, Arrow's one of my TV shows I'm looking forward to in 2016.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second, then.
Okay.
Doctor Strange, is anybody...
Yes.
I don't know anything about
it. I'm excited.
Benedict Cumberbatch, who I'm kind of burning out on.
I will say, he looks good in the role, but... I mean, I find Doctor Strange to be such a boring character.
I'm in it for Benedict Cumberbatch. I love Cumberbatch. I love...
That was an odd cutoff.
I love Sherlock.
No, because you said I have... And then you come back, and it's like, it sounds really weird when you just say the first half of his name.
I didn't plan that. Yeah, I love Cumberbatch. He's it's popular to hate him.
I know.
Right now, it's not like. Hate, it's oversaturation.
It's not even
oversaturation. He hasn't been in that much stuff.
He's not in much. It's,
sure
it's,
feels like.
It's his fan base. It's
that's true.
It's because he's not in a ton, but you see him in everything. And for a long time, it was like, oh, you should get Benedict Cumberbatch to be in this. You should get him to be in that.
Yeah, hey. Well, he's in Black Mass. I never saw that, but I need to.
But no, I mean, his most high-profile role was Star Trek.
Or was it the Oscar movie that came out last year?
High profile is a movie people see, and not necessarily... Yes, The Imitation Game is the bigger one critically because, you know, Oscar nom, but as far as things, like Shark would be up there too, but TV, I would put Shark up there because, you know, it's a very popular show that's pretty much a bunch of mini movies.
I feel like I've burned out on Sherlock, and that's why I've burned out on Benedict Cumberbatch. Is because
I'm surprised you could burn out on it with only 10 episodes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not that there's too many of them. It's that I got tired of getting excited for something that comes out every 4 years.
Yeah, and the problem with that, to me, is that if you... Because they come sometimes there's such huge gaps, like the stinkers really stand out because it's like we get 3 episodes and one of them are bad, just kind of...
Yeah. Yeah.
I think of them more as movies than as a TV show because of how long it takes in between. And they shoot them like movies, too, so...
Yeah, but if a third of a movie isn't good, I'm not going to like the movie. And...
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Deadpool, which is the biggest, the closest blockbuster, I should say.
Yeah, we'll see about that one.
I'm cautiously optimistic for this. Like, my problem was, I hate Deadpool as a character, and I hate Deadpool as a character. Because Deadpool, the biggest thing about Deadpool is it breaking the is his sense of humor, which can be very grating if done poorly. Because it's just like him breaking the fourth wall and making terrible jokes all the time, and it just kind of gets really old, really quirky.
The trailers make it seem like they know what they're doing, but I also can see how Deadpool would be funny in, like, 3 minutes.
Short burst, yeah.
And I don't know, I'm excited for it.
Well, you're excited for everything, but Ryan Reynolds...
There are things I'm not, but...
Ryan Reynolds is one of those actors, to me, who hasn't been able to turn it off. Like, he's, like, always on, like, 12 in his movies.
I like Ryan Reynolds. Whatever.
Yeah, it works for certain roles when he's playing like the douchebag, like Van Wilder or in Waiting.
Yeah.
But have you seen him in anything dramatic?
Has he been in anything dramatic ever?
I think so.
He was in that Buried movie where he's buried alive.
That was actually pretty decent.
And then he was in a horror movie. I think it was Last House on the Left.
Oh. I thought you were going to say The Proposal.
Hey, I actually like that movie.
Okay, actually, R.I.P.D. is a truly horror movie.
I never saw it.
Yeah, that's really
bad. But I'm worried because it's a February movie, and every February movie I've seen in my life has just about sucked.
I'm less worried because we got Kingsman last year.
Is that in February?
Yeah.
Oh, that was my favorite movie last year, so never mind.
Same weekend. I think Fox is just like, this is when we're going to drop our R-rated comic book movies. It worked for us once. We'll try it again.
They're making another one of those, right? But I guess not next year.
Not this year.
this year. Yeah, damn it. It is this year.
The thing that I noticed when looking over all of the lists for next year is how stacked the spring is and then how sort of weak the fall is, at least right now.
Yeah, don't they not get announced for another few months anyway?
Well, no. Movies are. I mean, we have movies.
I guess that's
true.
But
yeah.
I mean, it's a crapshoot, and it's traditionally how it goes because what you have is in January is when people January and February tend to be when people dump the movies nobody wants to see.
Yeah.
March.
Or like Oscar leftovers at the beginning of January. Like The Revenant is technically
January. It's technically, but I mean, those open at the end of December, and we'll get to that in a second. And then March and April have been dry months, but they have been picking up in recent years.
Yeah, Marvel and DC, it's just weird to me that March and April are so huge right now.
Yeah, and I think it's because, and what happens is you find that a movie can do well, and then everybody's like, okay, we can do this now, we can spread it out. Because, like, the first movie that really, really did well in March was The Hunger Games, the first one.
Is that one in November?
No, the first one was in March, and then they started to do November every year after that.
Well, November is like the young adult month, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's like what happened to video games. Like, look at all the releases coming out end of March because of Q1 and stuff.
Yeah, Q1 and also that because they fanned it around tax returns.
Yeah.
That's when everyone, yeah.
Movies don't care quite as much about that.
No, movies don't care, but, I mean, the reason movies do better are bigger in the summer. And you'll see that change with Star Wars, because Star Wars came out in December, and it's the biggest domestic movie of all time. So you're going to see people put more movies there, like put blockbusters there, because there's no real competition. It's the same thing like April. April started to open up with stuff like, I think Captain America the Winter Soldier was April, TMNT was April, V for Vendetta was April, Furious 7 was April last year. And those movies have done well, so people are now going to put movies in April.
There's really no bad time for movies except for January. seems like.
The worst time for movies seems to be based off of based off of receipts tends to be September and October.
Really?
And I think partially it's because everybody's going back to school. And it's kind of, can you think of any movie that came out in September that you were really fond of? Granted, most people probably don't think of movies in that sense. But, yeah, September is really a dead month because it's the end of summer. Like, August is a kind of a dead month. August was when you put all those blockbusters you had no faith in. But now that's changing after Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So I will say that there's all the, like, the shitty indie movies come out in January, February, so that's a knock for me against those months.
And then, and November.
When did It Follows come out last year? Because that movie sucked. I feel like that was an early year movie.
And then, really? You thought it's a lot of people
like.
I know
it's awful. I know a lot of people liked it. I did not care for it in the slightest.
But, just to kind of speed through this movie segment, I'm doing the opposite of what I said I was going to do, which is going around the table, but I figured. There are, six comic book movies coming out this year? I figured we're going to say that. It's to save time.
Yeah, let's go.
Guess what? We're going to have this conversation again next year and the year after that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have it every year for a while. I mean, next year gets even more because you add Spider-Man to the mix.
And
Wonder Woman and Justice League are next year. And, it's just going to get bigger and badder every year. Just to throw a monkey wrench into it, we have Star Wars every year now.
So
we have a new Star Wars movie this year as well.
Talk about it all yet.
Though I can't really say anything because I honestly don't know what to expect. It's the first Star Wars spinoff movie, so.
Mads Mikkelsen's all right, or however you say his name.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
That's about all I know.
It's an interesting concept for a movie, but it's one of those weird intricals where it's like in between movies, so you kind of know where it has to begin and end.
Yeah. So The Martian came out in October this year.
Last year.
Damn. Anyway, that was a good movie.
Yes.
We should talk about X-Men. We haven't talked about X-Men.
There is another one of those, huh?
Like I said, there's so many comfort movies.
Yeah, too many.
So many. And I just before we talk about X-Men real quick, anybody with these Gambit still coming out this year?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because Gambit's supposed to come out in October. It has not started filming yet. Just to put that in perspective, Wonder Woman comes out next April, and it's already like 2 months into filming.
Star Wars starts filming this month, and it's coming out in
next year.
May 2017.
It doesn't take that long to film a movie, though, right? I have to figure that a lot of people,
do effects, though.
Yeah, it's not that it takes, a movie's probably take, big blockbusters take longer, but in average, movies take about a month to film.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is post-production and pre-production.
Yeah, that's also like a month, maybe two.
Yeah, but right now, all we have is a director, who I don't even think is confirmed, and we have Channing Tatum. There's no
director dropped out.
No, there was a... They got, what director did they get for Gambit?
Like, somebody. I also... Go on.
What were you going to say?
I also think Assassin's Creed gets pushed.
Assassin's Creed's not going to get pushed because of when it comes out. It's out in December.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's no Assassin's Creed game this year.
Which I find so weird. Yeah,
that's really funny.
Oh, it's being directed by Doug
Diamond.
That's
spoiling my most unlooking, I don't know how you'd say it, the movie I'm looking forward to the least would be Assassin's Creed.
I'm interested in it. I don't think it's going to be good, but I'm super interested to see it, and I've yet to see Fassbender do a bad movie, so.
I would also say, to me, this is the most interesting time for video game movies this year as well, because we have Angry Birds out soon, Warcraft is out in June, Ratchet and Clank is out in April, and then Assassin's Creed ends the year.
What was that third one you
said? Ratchet and Clank.
Oh, okay.
I'm not looking forward to any of those.
I think they actually are they look like they have a budget, they look like most of them seem to maintain in the charm of their respective franchises. I will say, except for Assassin's Creed, I will say this much. I saw Assassin's Creed, and I'm like, this could be any number of movies.
Yeah. which is, I'm actually okay with, like, as long as they still try to do the Animus stuff in some way, I'm interested to see how they pull it off.
Yeah, and they are doing that. That could be cool, but it just, like, and if it wasn't Fassbender, if it was, like, I don't know, I guess Sam Worthington or something, you know, or Jai Courtney. Jai Courtney would have been perfect for this.
Yeah.
I'd be a lot less excited, but
yeah.
I don't know.
You probably need to speed through the rest of these movies, huh? Because there's also a Harry Potter movie coming out next year.
This year.
I'm not looking forward to that.
I'm curious about it more than anything because I have no idea what it is.
It's the movie where he goes around and finds all the animals from the movie.
Director as the last few.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, that's what I mean. It's like a prequel, but it has nothing to do with like the.
Well, there's gonna be like the Gryffindor, the Griffin, what's it called? Hufflepuff. I don't know. The Griffin that he rides in the third one is gonna be in it, I guess.
Oh, the oh crap! The Dugby, the whatever. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm kind of curious about it because, like I said, it's brand new and it's in a It's interesting when you take a franchise you know and kind of put a twist on it that you have no idea what to expect.
It just feels like, I don't know, maybe it's just, like, for the comic book stuff, it doesn't feel like it's milking, but this feels just like milking it. Just
it is milking it, I mean, there's no doubt about
taking
that.
Taking the cow and just pushing all the milk out.
But I think I'm okay with it because it's so far divorced from the actual Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even like, oh, this is Voldemort's rise to power. It's like, no, we're going to set this 100 years before any of that takes place or something like that.
And I like the Harry Potter universe.
I love Harry Potter, but I'm worried about it. I wouldn't say I'm like, oh, I hate it, but I'm worried about it.
I'm also kind of curious.
You
want
to do quick hits on the rest of these so we can get to the TV shows and everything else? We're 40 minutes into this podcast and we're still in the movies.
Okay. Finding Dora.
Dory.
Nope.
Star Trek Beyond.
Okay, now let's have our Fast and Furious conversation now.
Yes, let's have our Fast and Furious
I'm excited for it. I love the cast, but then Justin Lin, I'm like,
See, the idea of Fast and Furious in space sounds awesome to me. I don't think there should be a motorcycle stunt scene in a Star Trek movie. That's a little weird. I know there's one already, but I don't think there should be any more. Like, that was a big part of the trailer was him ramping up a motorcycle. And that's
also didn't like them using Sabotage.
Even though they've already done that for the first Star Trek movie?
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, it doesn't really affect the movie. It's just like, why would you do that?
They've already done it, though. That's why I don't have a problem with it. Is they've already established that Kirk is a fan of Beastie Boys for whatever reason.
Pick a different song, though. Pick, like, I don't know. It's weird to me. All
right.
But yeah,
serious war movie? I'll put serious in quotes, but he's trying to be serious war movie.
I will say this much. I think Simon Pegg has come out and said that the trilogy is not indicative of what to expect from the spirit of the movie. So, so far the reboot franchise is one for two for me. And I don't dislike Into Darkness. Into Dark.
Yeah. Yeah, it was alright. It was fine. Good action movie.
Yeah.
So, Gods of Egypt is my vote for stinker of 2016.
Oh, God. Just not to go out. I saw Gods of Egypt twice in one day when I was movie hopping and saw Creed and Hunger Games. And I'm like, this just looks like a terrible movie. And I'm like, this looks really awful. Like, I try to see the best side in movies, and I'm like, there's nothing here.
Yeah, no, it was just derivative, like, and trying to be 100, but 10 years later.
It's horrible, and then you whitewash all of Egypt anyhow, so, you know, people are going to be against it for that reason as well, so. Independence Day Resurgence.
I'm looking forward to it. I said it's the Jurassic Park of 2016.
Resurgence?
I actually do think it can do, I think it might surprise people at how well it does.
What are we talking, wait, that's not the Divergent series movie.
The Independence Day.
Independence Day sequel.
Oh, I never saw that stuff. I know that was
you never saw the original Independence Day?
This is a homework for the podcast 2 years ago.
For the last, like, four or five 4th of July holidays? Yeah.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it now.
Yeah, you say that. It's a losing fight.
It's not worth it.
Good. It's so good.
I find the best way to get him to watch something is to buy it for him. So he
did.
Had to
watch it. I did watch Die Hard. You know what? I also watched both Bad Boys movies. They're pretty good.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is... Oh, that is... That does
I'm
exist.
Curious about it. You know, I love Paul Feig. I love Bridesmaids. Love Kristen Wiig. You know... I don't know. I don't know how I feel about any Ghostbusters sequel at all, so I don't have a problem with, like, the girls, but...
Is it a sequel, or...?
It's a sequel, but it's like a Lego sequel, you know, where there might be cameos from...
Yeah.
Do you think that's actually coming out next year? Cause
oh, yeah.
I guess it's got a release date, huh? This haven't
yeah, July.
Yet.
It's going to be a big movie. They're going to push it.
Yeah.
Okay. The Jungle Book. I think that's very interesting.
I don't know. I don't like what I've seen of it at all.
There's no.
I just don't like little kids interacting with CG animals. Just like I don't know.
So you aren't a fan of? Damn. What was the name of that movie with the tiger on the boat?
Life of Pi.
Yeah.
I never saw. I like the book. Never saw the movie.
Well, we should go back to X-Men for a sec.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Over X-Men. Looking forward to it.
Again, good guys versus good guys. Sort of.
Not really. You popped into this good guy.
Isn't Magneto a good guy
at this point? Storm is a horseman.
Yeah, but I mean, it's them versus Apocalypse. That's the ultimate big bad.
Magneto.
I don't think he's
going to
fight
so
very
fucked.
Much. I think he's just going to be, like, controlling them most of the time. But
what do you think about the TV actors slowly working their way into X-Men movies?
Well, I mean, they have to come from somewhere. When you think about it, a lot of the comic book characters are TV actors, formerly.
I think it's good.
I made a joke that Marvel was a huge fan of BBC because Doctor Strange is from Sherlock, Martin Freeman's in Civil War, they cast two of the previous Doctors as villains,
gotcha.
Amy is in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, this movie has Olivia Munn, who's arguably still a TV actress. Sophie Turner.
I don't think there's much argument there.
yeah, that's right. She was in her boobs or Magic Mike, and that's all I know of her in movies. Anyway, I think it's funny that X-Men, those movies, are the only movies that have had a Game of Thrones actor in it and still been good. Like, every other movie that stars or features a Game of Thrones actor is terrible.
Oh, you forgot the X-Men movie had a Game of Thrones actor as well.
They have Peter Dinklage in it.
I guess they really enjoyed that show.
Yep.
Zoolander 2?
When is the last time a comedy sequel has been good?
To me, I always cheat and say 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, I was going to say 22 Jump Street.
Okay, a comedy sequel with, like,
a long period
of time.
A pure comedy is very difficult. Action comedies do better.
Yeah.
But pure comedies, I had the same discussion when Anchorman 2 came about, and I couldn't think of one.
I didn't like
because the problem with a lot of comedy sequels is they either don't know what work or are too afraid to mix up the formula. So it's pretty much the same exact thing as the first movie.
Yeah.
Just done different.
I was so excited for Anchorman 2, and because of how bad that was, I'm really not looking forward to Zoolander 2, even though I love the original.
Okay, just to kind of speed up this process.
50 Shades of Black.
No.
Nope.
Until 10 seconds ago.
Okay.
Nope.
Go on.
Is there any other movie that you folks want to talk about?
I can run down my list real fast, and you can give me a one word response of the ones. We haven't talked about Rogue One. I mean, we talked about it a little bit, but I just want to say I'm really excited for it.
Like I said, I don't know what to expect, so I'm kind of...
And it's Star Wars, so, yeah, I'm gonna like it.
Just
Fifth Wave comes out this month. Anybody excited for that?
All I know is that's the Chris Pine boat movie, which is how everybody described it after seeing in the trailer in front of Star Wars. It's like, yeah, there's a Star Trek trailer and a Chris Pine boat movie.
No, there's also... Oh, this is a different movie. This is Chloe.
Oh, is that the Alien Invasion?
Yeah,
this is the Alien Invasion movie that looks horrible, so...
And you're looking forward to it?
No.
Oh, he said he's running out.
Excited about.
Bourne. I'm super excited for that.
Nope. Never liked the Bourne movie.
There's another Jason Bourne movie next year?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I... Change it.
Central Intelligence looks really good.
Passengers looks... I don't think there's anything about it, but just the fact that it's Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence in space, yes, I'm on board.
We know Tommy's going to see it.
Yeah.
There's apparently going to be a Jumanji remake this year.
Is that this year?
That's what I saw. I saw it on a list somewhere.
I know Sony announced it. I was, because, it, again, it's one of those films. Like, if I don't think it's filmed. I don't think it has a director or anything.
Okay, I've...
Nope. It's out in December, apparently, so...
Yeah. There's some weird sequels. Now You See Me 2?
That actually looks kind of interesting.
But, okay. Huntsman 2?
Which makes no sense.
Alice in Wonderland 2?
I'm actually tentatively excited for Huntsman 2, but go on.
Really? Okay.
Just and because Big the first was Greek better wedding. Than I thought it would be.
But don't they get rid of Snow White?
Yeah,
that's
she's gone.
Kristen Stewart's not a fan. From what I've heard, she can be a good actor. I've just never cared for her very much. So it was clear the whole movie that the director just wanted to fuck Kristen Stewart. So
all right, yeah, if you're that's he cool. Did. I never saw the first one, but I just don't know why they're making that.
The Purge is out this year.
Which one?
The Purge.
The Purge 3. Yeah.
I liked The Purge 2, and The Purge 1. Come to think of it,
I like the idea of it.
See, here's the problem. I hate the idea of it, which they do better than the first one, but the second one's a better movie.
Yeah, exactly.
So if they can combine the idea of the first one and the movie of the second one and actually make a good Purge movie, I would be so happy.
That's true.
What about
Alice
in Wonderland?
Movie the day I got engaged. All right, move on.
What about Alice in Wonderland 2?
I never saw the first one.
I don't know.
Either. I didn't like it, the first one. So, you know, I think Tim Burton hasn't made a good movie in a while, so.
Yeah. Speaking of odd sequels,
didn't
make it in
Neighbors
2?
Didn't people like Big Eyes? Go on.
Big Eyes?
Yeah, the girl about the one about the girl.
He did make that. I didn't see it, though. All
right. Go on with the other one.
Neighbors 2?
Yes.
Oh.
Neighbors 1 was fantastic.
I'm so down. So down.
But why didn't he make it a sequel?
Cares because it makes money and it was a good movie.
Yeah, that's not a movie that like they can really screw up. Just have frat party stuff with.
Well, apparently
Zac Efron was fantastic. And
oh yeah, so good.
Apparently this one is.
Oh, it's a sorority movie. What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it the same
director?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it is. I'm on board.
I'm actually kind of curious about Zac Efron's career because right now he just seems to be playing the douchey frat boy. And at some point you age out of that, and I don't know what he has beyond that.
Not him. How old is he now? Oh, he's not that old.
I'm saying that because he also kind of plays the muscle frat boy in Dirty Grandpa.
Okay.
I see him doing a Marvel film.
Eventually.
Okay, so that's movies, right?
Yeah, we got him.
There's one other... Midnight Special looks cool. It's like... kind of more an indie, but it's like sci-fi. And then She Who Brings Gifts is basically Last of Us, the movie. So.
Which was already Children of Men.
Yeah, but it's way more The Last of Us, the movie, because there's zombies and there's a kid who they're experimenting on and they are trying to protect her, so she runs away. And it's very last, even way more than Children of Men. Should we do video games or TV shows?
TV shows, I think TV shows would be much quicker.
Okay.
TV shows, again, are kind of... We're just going to get video and comic books all together. Because TV shows are weird in the sense that you're pretty much stuck with what's known. So it's either what's returning this year, like Game of Thrones, Walking Dead. I assume you're either a fan or not at this point.
Yep.
And stuff
yes,
like that.
Yes, that's acceptable.
But we don't really know what's going to become what's going to come in the fall, which is the big part of the TV season push.
We know things. We know some of the like Netflix and stuff.
All right, Legends of Tomorrow. What are you up on?
Yes. Legends of Tomorrow. Show-in.
Yep.
Is anybody else watched Black Sails yet? I keep telling y'all to do this every year and nobody does.
No comment.
All right, you know, watch Black Sails.
What's it on? Is it on Netflix?
No, it's on Starz, a.k.a. The Pirate Bay.
Yeah, I don't want to watch
Which is Showdown.
Are we talking about returning shows like just like Supergirl, Flash, Arrow?
Well, just, okay, just
I blew right through Legends of Tomorrow, so we can go back and discuss it. I'm sorry.
Just real quick. Legends of Tomorrow. Anybody looking forward to Lucifer?
Nope.
I'll check it out.
I mean, the pilot was so-so. Anybody looking forward to Preacher?
I don't know anything about it.
It should be on HBO. I don't know why it's on AMC. So
I'm just getting out those comic book shows as well. I'm sure you're all looking forward to Daredevil.
Yep.
Not as much after seeing. Well, maybe more. I don't know. Jessica Jones is a lot better than Daredevil.
I disagree.
Daredevil looked really good. It had really good fight scenes. I fell asleep every time there was a story moment. I could not follow the story in Daredevil for the life of me, so I'm hoping they get
it's
that.
It's a pretty straightforward story.
It was just boring in the story parts. I don't know. I'm hoping it's the writing gets better in the next season.
Is anybody looking forward to the revival of the X-Files?
I never watched.
Yeah, there's a couple of revival shows. X-Files, not really. Never really watched it, but, I mean.
I have a friend who dubs it, and she's always tried to get me to watch it, and I tried a few episodes, and it's just not my thing.
Yeah. It's also Twin Peaks.
Skip it here. I didn't watch it.
Well, I mean, it's also weird, because if you go back and watch the X-Files now, you realize, like, every other show on network TV does the X-Files now, like, the whole... One is a straight ace, and one's kind of kooky and out there, and they solve mysteries together. I mean, that's basically Bones, Psych, House, NCIS, CIS, any of those shows is pretty X-Files.
Like the same reason 24 doesn't work. Sorry, I keep like thinking you're done. So the same reason 24 doesn't work anymore, because I feel like the same thing happened where, like, whenever 24 came out, it was novel to have people doing the same thing at the same time in a TV show. But now every show, it's assumed that stuff is going on, but you're cutting away, so it doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
What else do we have?
I think people that love the show will like it. So there's Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks should be coming out this year.
Should? Is it? That show keeps on going so back and forth.
Yeah, that has some problems. But they're still, for right now, it's 2016. Let's be hopeful. Did either of you watch Twin Peaks?
No.
Nope.
No. Well,
yep.
I've seen like 3 episodes, so there's also Fuller House on Netflix. New Full House.
I'm sad you're going to watch that.
What?
I'm sad you're going to watch that.
This is the first time hearing of it, but I think I got the gist of it just on that name.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Full House sequel.
Yep. I know everything is terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the original was okay. You know, yeah. But I'll watch it just to see.
It's a very 80s sitcom, so I'm curious to see how they modernize it.
I watched the original before I knew what good TV was, so
I think
it could be really bad. It could be really bad.
That one and some others don't hold up because they're kind of really preachy and on the nose. Where some of the other ones that do kind of stay, which are like Family Matters and Boy Meets World, kind of had more. They kind of had evolving characters and stories. Where like pretty much Full House from the first episode to the last episode still pretty much the same.
But no Olsen twins. So
Agent Carter's back soon. Looking forward to that.
Yep.
What else is new?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Either, but well, we're not. I'm trying to avoid. I'm
okay,
trying
okay.
To, I'm trying to avoid shows that are literally just on break. Yeah.
Luke Cage series.
Looking forward to that. Don't know when it is, but I'm looking forward to that. On the same note, even though we don't know if either one of these are going to be made, Marvel's working on a Damage Control sitcom, and DC's working on a sitcom of a similar nature with no name.
Did you just say we're gonna make a show like that show and didn't name it?
Well, I mean, it's kind of weird because it's the other way around, in that DC announced theirs first, but Marvel actually has a brand in comic books. So.
I don't see either one actually making it past pilot season.
I see. I see. I see one of them making it beyond pilot season. If nothing else, maybe we'll get a pilot, because sometimes it's great to watch those really terrible pilots, like the Wonder Woman one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that would be good. But I'm not really looking forward to either one. I kind of just hope neither of them exist.
At some point, personally, I'm getting to the point where I'm just like, there's too many comic book shows on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already to the point where Tuesday has three of them. Monday has two. Monday's going to have three soon enough with Lucifer, even though I don't think that's going to last the season. Yeah, so anything else that sticks out?
There's some HBO stuff. There's Vinyl, which
yeah,
is like
Vinyl looks really cool.
70s. It looks okay. I don't know.
Well, you know,
I'm kind
Scorsese
of,
is attached, right? I think
yeah, it's Scorsese. It's the same kind of crew that did Boardwalk Empire.
Okay.
They'll probably be good. There's Westworld, which was a movie in the 70s. And it's a Western theme park where the animatronics start killing people. So
Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie.
Yeah, it's like Jurassic Park, but with Western robots.
Okay.
I don't know. What's on HBO? There's a lot of Netflix stuff coming. Netflix apparently announced they're doubling their output of last year. Which is pretty crazy considering how much came out last year. But, I mean, just on my list, Kimmy Schmidt Season 2, BoJack Horseman Season 3.
House of Cards Season 4.
House of Cards, Marco Polo Season 2, Bloodline
is that
Season
show
2.
Good? Or is it just good looking?
Which one? Marco Polo? I don't think it's that good. It's kind of...
Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes, and my wife tells me it's good, but it's good.
The thing is, Netflix doesn't cancel anything, so.
Well, they do cancel. They cancel the Hemlock Grove or whatever.
Yeah, they gave that like 3 seasons, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, they'll give Marco Polo a shot just because it draws the same audience as Spartacus or Game of Thrones, and who knows, maybe they'll improve on it.
Did the Spartacus guy ever go on to make anything else? I heard that
he's
going to make a show about aliens in space, and I was super excited for that, but it's not a... It never happened.
Isn't it Drew Goddard?
I don't know. I don't know his name.
Didn't he do... He's doing Daredevil. The guy that did Spartacus did Daredevil.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
That's why the fight scenes are so cool.
Yeah, okay. Huh.
Have either of you seen that Angie Tribeca show?
Did that premiere?
It's this month. I think it's later this month.
Yeah, because TBS is doing that weird...
They're doing the whole season.
The weekend.
Yeah.
They're going to drop all of it. They're going to... Not stream, wow. They're going to air all of it in a weekend.
Yeah.
And then they're going to... After that, they're going to do it like one a week like a normal show.
Seems like it's trying to... It seems similar to Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't know.
I will watch it mostly because of Rashida Jones and her ethnic tan.
Yeah. It could be funny.
Where somebody asks her how she gets such a nice tan.
No, I haven't seen it. That's good.
Oh, she's like, you do know I make half back, right?
Orange is the New Black also coming back. Black Mirror new episodes. I still haven't seen it. On all of the next to the all of the Netflix shows, basically, it's I need to finish the last season. So,
yep.
Kimmy Schmidt, BoJack, Marco Polo, Bloodline.
Oh. Kimmy Schmidt's really easy to get through in like a day.
I know. I need to. There's season 2 of it's coming out in March though. So
the only thing, and this is weird with Netflix, is sometimes it feels like if you aren't like, if you don't binge it the first week and you just kind of feel like you missed the boat, so you don't bother.
Yeah.
Like making a Murderer, like, I've watched the first 2 episodes, and it's interesting. But I'm also, like, everybody else has seen and talked about it. Now I'm just kind of...
Yeah. It's a weird phenomenon, for sure.
I don't really watch shows like that anymore, but I am getting that feeling with Narcos. Like, everybody was super high on Narcos for a while. I tried to watch it, and I'm like, oh, this is a lot of reading, and then gave up.
It's weird. It's like Netflix has become disposable content. Like, you watch it, you binge it, and then you move on to the next thing, because nobody talks about Narco. Like, Jessica Jones, because it doesn't get talked about anymore. It's like, okay, it had its weekend.
Yeah.
What's next?
It's like a movie, right?
I think Narcos season 2 is coming out this year, too.
Yeah, I think they confirmed that.
Just
recently.
Everything.
I mean, what are they doing? Like 40 shows this year or something like that?
I mean, most of the shows on my list are Netflix shows, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally going to be like a show every 2 weeks at this rate.
Friday Night Lights season 3. It's my 2016 goal.
Wait, didn't Friday Night Lights have 5 seasons?
Yeah, it did. Season 3. That was my
goal.
I watched Friday Night Lights at a pace of about one episode every, like, 2 or 3 months.
I need to do Friday Night season 6.
You watched it because based on ratings, I'm surprised NBC kept it on as long as they did.
Well, see, my wife and I like football, so in the off season,
I know, and I'm sure it's probably just
no. Like, it's a great show, even if you don't like football.
It's a really great show, actually.
And we live in Texas, so
yeah,
it's kind of real
for you. It's probably like, oh yeah, this is our life story, right?
Yeah,
here.
My high school made a state championship run my senior year, and that was super awesome. So it's kind of a It's interesting. Anyway.
Any other show? Because we probably have to move on to video
games. Yeah, let's move on.
I have 3 shows real fast. So, there's a show called The Magicians.
I'm not sure
what channel it's going to be on, but it basically sounds like Harry Potter, but, like, in a frat. Like, it's, like,
that
a magician.
Right.
It's a school about gifted people with, you know, magical powers, but they're also partying all the time. Sounds like it could be interesting. It's based on a book.
Is it anything like that Clortho's Key and Peele sketch?
I haven't seen that.
It's good.
11/22/63. I think that might be out already, but it's continuing. Like, time travel. This guy time travels to stop the Kennedy assassination. It's James Franco. It's on Hulu, which is weird.
They've been trying.
Is that where his career is going now?
Yeah, basically. And then the third one is Colony, which is by Carlton Hughes, who was one of the producers on Lost with Damon Lindelof.
Expand the actor. Because it's Sawyer, right?
Yeah, Sawyer is in it. And then the wife from Walking Dead, who died, Laurie or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Hated? Okay.
Basically a metaphor for any kind of occupation, but like Nazi occupation, but instead of Nazis, they're aliens. Could be cool. That's about it.
So the District 9 thing, but with Nazis?
Kinda.
I like District 9.
More like that V show. What was that show that they remade that V show with?
Didn't that last like 6 episodes?
Yeah, it didn't last very long.
Video games.
I thought it was a hum 2015.
Really?
I mean, you asked some people.
Yeah.
I agree.
This is the problem with having this discussion critically with anybody, because everybody's always, their one resort is going to be, there was a ton of great games that came out in 2015. And my thing is, I can't name any year where there wasn't a ton of great video games. That's not the beef. It's just that there wasn't as many of them, or they all kind of felt like been there, done that.
2014 felt pretty bad in retrospect.
I mean, 2014, I think we give a pass because it tends to be the learning curve for new systems. Where 2015 should have been the year where everybody's kind of like, they kind of been accustomed to the system for 3 years.
You know what? There were a lot of good video games last year, but I really got tired of playing games that require 60, 70 hours to finish. Because, like, I never finished The Witcher, Metal Gear, any of those. But I did play 400 hours of Madden, so.
That's a lot.
Madden, 2K, and FIFA combined to 400 hours of playtime, which is funny. Anyway.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I've been hearing that a lot, that 2015 was like this great year, and I don't really see it, but to each their own. There was good games. honestly.
Yeah, again, I think people, whenever you say that, people think it as a personal tactic. No, there were good games. There's no denying. There were games I absolutely loved. I think Splatoon will go down as one of my favorite games of all time, until it was Splatoon 2. But that doesn't make a great year, having a few great games.
Yeah.
And 2016 looks like it's going to be off to a better start, but we say this at the start of every year, and then what happens is the reason 2016 is so strong is because most of the early 2016 was stuff that was promised at the end of 2015.
Yeah.
Uncharted 4, promised at the end of 2015. The Division, promised at the end of 2015.
Does anybody still have any hope for that game? It looked really cool in the first trailers, but I feel like all the hype's died for it.
Well, see, I know Ubisoft enough to not get excited for, I don't get excited during their initial reveals, because what they initially show and what they tend to put out don't always match up. Watch Dogs, the Club, The Division, same stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of curious, because there should be an open beta in the next month or so.
We'll find out then.
Yeah, I'm not looking. I don't think it'll be good, but
like Battlefront or Destiny, where everybody realizes that.
Well, Battlefront, I think a lot of people realized after playing the beta.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And people still bought it, so.
That's true. A lot of people still bought it.
Yeah, but yeah, this is, you know, like everybody called 2015 the year of dreams. This is the year of broken promises, I guess, because this is the year where everybody's gonna get those games and realize they probably aren't coming out anytime soon.
Or they're gonna get No Man's Sky and realize that there's nothing to do. My impression of that.
I assume somebody's excited for No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky is my most anticipated game of 2016.
Wow.
And I feel it's your most anticipated of 2015.
Yeah.
It was my most anticipated game of 2015. That's the only, that is like the only thing on this list that I'm like super excited about. I'm not feeling 2016 like at all.
I don't want to say this, because last time I said this, my friend bit into my head. I look at No Man's Sky and I just sit there like, what is it?
Yeah. And to a degree, that's why people like it, but I feel like every time a game has been marketed on it, it's this big mystery, it never quite pans out. Like, it could be pretty good.
I just think in VR, with the,
With $600 VR?
With the PlayStation VR. Yeah. Well, it's coming this year sometime, but I think that with VR is going to be, like, really cool. And I can see why people aren't excited for No Man's Sky, but I'm, like, for me, that's just, I'm super excited for it.
Fair enough. Looking at this list, I think my favorite is the next Deus Ex game.
Probably. Mankind Divided.
I really like the last
one
a whole lot.
I liked the last one, but I didn't love it. Like,
Sea of Thieves is coming in. That looked cool. That had a good trailer.
I mean, Crackdown 3 is, like, the only would be, if it's good, like, that could probably convince me to buy an Xbox One, because I love the original Crackdown. Like, a lot of these games I put next to them probably going to be delayed.
yeah.
Which, Crackdown 3 falls into that category, because I don't see it coming out this year, but if it does, that could be the biggest Xbox game of this year, for sure.
Well, we know the biggest Xbox game of this year.
Xbox exclusive.
Is what?
Gears of War.
Oh, yeah.
That
not
last
for me,
game
of sour
taste in a lot of people's mouths.
I'm still a huge fan of Gears of War.
I am too. As long as they bring back Horde mode, it will be fine.
Yeah, Gears of War is the ultimate just F crap up game for me.
Yeah.
As long as it has the chainsaw gun, I will always be there day something for Gears of War.
Fair, that's a good point.
Let's play the game of what do you think is going to get pushed? Like, what do you think?
Well, we already had our first push of the year with Scalebound.
Yeah, Scalebound's 2017.
Well,
I think
anything that has an indeterminate or back half of 2016 release date is fair game.
Yeah.
Anything that has no real information on it is fair game.
Yeah.
Like,
so
to me,
Mass Effect. Push?
Mass Effect. Possibly.
Yeah. Mass Effect's one of my most anticipated, but I definitely think it's going to be delayed.
One of the biggest ones for me, I think Horizon's going to be pushed back.
Oh, that's my second most anticipated.
I know, but it's been very vague with release date.
Yeah, that's true. The Last Guardian, because
The Last Guardian is one of those games that I don't know if people are more excited for the concept of the Asgardian coming out.
I think that's it.
Because I think of the E3 gameplay footage, and I'm still, it's one of those games where, like, why is so many people excited for this?
Yeah, I mean, people love Eco and Shadow of the Colossus. I didn't love either of them. So I'll probably play Last Guardian if it comes out this year, which I also think it'll be delayed. But, yeah, I'm not one of those people that's, like, super excited for it.
Mirror's Edge. I bet that gets pushed.
Yep, yep.
I don't think that will get pushed out of this year. I think that will probably hit around.
That'll be this year, and I'm excited for that game.
Oh, it's got a May release date. Never mind. I think that's coming out a lot later.
I mean,
it won't be May. It'll be pushed to fall.
I'm going to say August.
Okay.
Okay. But yeah, I love.
It does feel like a summer game.
So.
Yeah.
I think Final Fantasy 15 is going to be pushed.
I don't think it's going to be pushed. I think what's going to happen is you'll probably get a Japanese release date this year, and we'll get it early next year. Because I think, like, Final Fantasy 13 and those sequels came out, I think, March of the previous, of their years.
The Star Fox is coming out soonish? In April?
April. I don't think that's going to get pushed anymore.
Yeah, weird. That's,
Yeah, Star Fox. You think Zelda gets pushed?
No, I don't think Zelda gets pushed.
I don't think...
I think if anything, it will be announced as cross gen. So if anything, I think the Wii U version will come out this year. And if
you think, do you think the NX comes out next year?
I think looking at numbers, it should come out this year because Nintendo doesn't.
That's what I meant, in 2016.
Yeah. Oh, you need to work on that.
I do. I know. We're already into the next year. Sorry, we're 6 days.
But, yeah, I think that it works if... Because they don't really have... Like, they have a ton of filler games. And I don't mean that in a negative. I just mean that, like... With, you look at the 3DS and a lot of the games out this year for us are just localization of titles that's been out forever in Japan. Like Dragon Quest 7 and 8. And, you know, we just got Yo-Kai Watch and stuff like that.
What Wii U games are there this year so far?
Zelda, Star Fox.
Is that it? I guess Nintendo doesn't announce their games until E3 though, really, right?
They don't, but at the same time, you look at it and you wonder how many more resources they could pour into the system.
That's true.
At this point,
yeah. I think NX comes out this year. I think that's probably that's one of the things I'm super excited for is NX, and just like I love new consoles, love that new console smell. So.
So topical, this is, we'll probably get towards the end of the podcast. Are y'all getting a VR thing?
No, God, no.
So,
$600 for $600 is something that probably can't run on my computer.
Yep.
I'm gonna get the PlayStation one.
It hasn't been announced yet. Yeah.
But whenever it comes out. What do you think about Persona 5? Think Persona 5 comes out this year?
I think it comes out in Japan, and we get it next year.
Ooh, people would be mad about that.
People are mad about everything.
People were convinced it would come out in 2015, so if it comes out in 2015... what else?
The Sea of Thieves game that they showed, like, a teaser for, I'm sure that's 2017.
That'll come out this year, but I don't...
I think that's going to get pushed, because we haven't really seen anything of it since E3. Yeah. But Microsoft is such an odd company.
But Rare has nothing else to...
I mean, you if you know Rare's history, just because they have nothing to do doesn't mean they can't push a game back.
Doesn't mean they're doing anything. What is this Nier game? Every time I look at images of it, it's some gross butt.
It's
Nier,
it's weird. As far as I can tell, it's a baddish game that
it's
has
a JRPG.
It's a JRPG that's kind of bad that has a huge cult following.
Oh. I
compare it to, like, Xenoblade, and just the way that people talk about it, you know? So it could have the Xenoblade X effect of being very popular with some people and other people hating it.
It might be better just because it's made by Platinum Games. Which, speaking of Platinum Games, my most anticipated game of the year, which is officially not announced, even though we have a box out and an achievement, is Platinum Games Ninja Turtles title.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. Okay. Well, We'll see if that actually exists.
I mean, at this point, we have everything short of an announcement, which is really weird.
Yeah. Maybe they're waiting for closer to the movie? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, but it's weird, again, because we have a box art. We have an Xbox Live Arcade disc. We have the information from Xbox Arcade. Xbox Live. We have achievement. So there's all this information out there. Like, you know, boss battles are in there. You know, Bebop and Rocksteady. You know that there's some form of co-op. There's some form of online.
Do you think it'll be more like that Korra game? Or more like Transformers?
I assume it's like Korra because I imagine Korra is the team that's available to work on that stuff. And it would make sense since they already have experience working with Activision. Because, like, the Wonderful 101 team's the team that's working on Scalebound. And
right. That's not a good sign, probably.
And a Bayonetta 2 team. I don't know what the Bayonetta 2 team is. I guess they might be doing there.
Yeah. They're working on a lot of games.
Oh, no, the Bayonetta 2 team's working on Star Fox.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Ukulele might come out this year.
I'm assuming that one's going to be delayed, just because I've gotten to the point where I'm just cynical of all Kickstarter games actually hitting their release window.
Fair. I'm excited for it just because I love platformers. So.
Oh, I'm super excited for it. Especially being that because they have a budget, they can't be super obnoxious with over the top. We need to collect 5,000 things. And actually focus on making a really solid game.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff this spring.
I would also say...
We kind of skipped over, but...
Also going to say, and this is one... I mentioned this time and time again on the other show. One of the things with this industry now is a lot of it is being moved to digital. And... a lot of indie developers and digital titles are just really bad at announcing stuff. So, like, there's probably a ton of games to be excited for, and you won't find out about them until, like, a week before they come out.
Right. That's a good point.
Because, yeah, like, there are, you know, like, the big, like, you know, like, is anybody excited for Watch Dogs 2?
I didn't play Watch Dogs 1, so no. Actually, I'm interested to see what they can do with Watch Dogs 2. Since one was supposed to be a good concept but executed poorly, like...
The Assassin's Creed model.
Part of me is hopeful that it's an Assassin's... Yeah, I was going to say that. Part of me hopes it's an Assassin's Creed 2, but the realistic part of me knows that it's not going to be.
Yeah, who knows? It could be good. Let's see. Kind of torn on Ubisoft. I mean, there's... We didn't talk about Far Cry. There's Far Cry Primal coming out in March.
The Far Cry name on it makes me less excited for that game.
I'm actually kind of interested in a world game that doesn't focus on shooting.
But it's going to focus on using a bow, right?
Well, I mean, you know, like, even a bow and arrow. Hopefully it's not, like, a gun or something like that.
No, I'm assuming there's a lot of spears, and you're telling... Because I played it at PSX, so you're, like, telling the animals to go attack guys a lot. I don't know. It looks really pretty, but I don't know.
Who's excited? Is anybody excited for Pokken Tournament?
What? Nope.
The Pokemon fighting game.
Oh no.
I mean, I'd play it, but I'm not.
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. I was disappointed because I finally made it to Dave and Buster's, and they took out the arcade unit.
Oh really? There was arcade units in the U.S.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
cool. They were testing it. I guess on the other end of the spectrum, is anybody excited for Pokemon Go?
I'm excited to, like, try it.
Is that the goal? Pokemon Go.
It's like Pokemon for your iPhone.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon geocaching.
I don't think that comes out this year. Or at least not in the form that the trailer showed.
It's coming out this year. The trailer is a proof of concept of a concept that's never going to exist unless we get AR.
Yeah, it's not going to be... If it was that, it would be amazing, but it's going to be just like you go near a lake and you press a button and you get a... Yeah. But that's kind of cool. I don't know. I mean, I've always thought about that. Like, we haven't done really a lot with location stuff. And, you know, it's really one of Nintendo's first forays into mobile stuff, so it'll be popular, at least. That's for sure. Dark Souls, anyone want to play Dark Souls 3?
I didn't want to play Dark Souls 1 or 2, so no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be one of those people, but, yeah, whenever you sell me on this game being so obtuse and difficult that people, I'm like, yeah, that doesn't do anything for me. So I'm happy for the people who enjoy it, but it's going to be a franchise that continuously just kind of caters to the same people over and over again.
Yeah, I'm in
it's
the
kind
same.
It's kind of my thoughts in that sense.
Is my opinion on Dark Souls. So...
Actually,
so Sam,
you know what?
What's your most
fun this game.
What's your most anticipated game?
Most anticipated game. Hold on, let me go back to the games. 16.
Deus
Ex. Yeah.
Okay.
I said that.
That's your okay. Yeah.
I really like Deus Ex game, so I'm excited to see what they can do with a little bit of experience under the belt.
Fair. There's that Dragon Quest Builders game, which is kind of like Minecraft.
Do you think we'll get that?
The Dragon Quest? Yeah. I think it'll come out.
It might be
in the fall if they have to localize it. But there can't be that much text in it.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's been very difficult to get Dragon Quest games in general, even the actual Dragon Quest games. And
A lot of Dragon Quest games coming next year, though. This year.
Well, yes, from Nintendo.
True.
I would imagine that Koei was the one who ported Dragon Quest Heroes. Yokai's it.
That's a good point. I mean, I just don't see why you wouldn't. I don't understand why you wouldn't put a game out.
You can say that about a lot of stuff, but for some reason Square is content with having that franchise do... Well, I guess it will depend on how well it does in Japan, because if it comes out and it does so, there's probably no need for it at all.
But people in America love Minecraft, so...
Yes, but they don't know Dragon Quest.
Yeah, I don't know Dragon Quest.
Yeah, but you could just sell it on the Minecraft.
But how many Minecraft...
Play Minecraft don't play other games, right? People that play Minecraft and that's it.
But I play other games, but it's like saying, oh, if you enjoy cheeseburgers, I'm gonna sell you another cheeseburger with cheddar or mozzarella.
With one of the buns removed.
It's like, yeah, but I already have a cheeseburger here. Why are you trying to give me another one? It's just, you know, like I already tried to be WoW for a while and nothing went well for them.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's a good point.
How do y'all feel about Dishonored 2?
I've not played Dishonored 1
other
yet.
Than it's probably going to get pushed. Okay. I enjoyed
it. I never played the first one.
Okay. So. Fair enough, then. I was wondering why it didn't get mentioned, but that would be it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably play the first one, and then... I think that might get pushed, but...
I think it'll get pushed, too. But the first one's good, and it's short. So, like, it's a game you can finish in 5 hours or whatever.
And it was free, so I think I have it somewhere on my Xbox 360.
Here's the thing. I hope that 2016 has shorter games than 2015 did. 2015 took way too long to get through all the games.
I don't see a lot of open-world games on here.
That's what I say. I think the problem with there was a ton of open-world games, but a lot of them were... A lot of games were short outside of... I think because the big ones were Fallout and The Witcher... And Xenoblade X, where you have like these 100-hour open-world RPGs.
And Metal Gear.
But yeah, next year, I mean, Uncharted tends to be a really short game.
Uncharted's like 15 at most.
At most, that's generous. I don't think I've taken more than 10 in any of them.
Because I mean, there were so many games this last year that I did not finish. I'm happy to see that.
I mean, the 3DS will probably be big on a lot of...
Oh, yes. Fire Emblem comes out this year.
Fire Emblem. Mario and Luigi, Paper Jam.
Okay. I haven't used my 3DS in, like, a year and a half to 2 years. What?
You're just missing out on a ton of great games.
What am I missing out on? Like, I want to play more stuff on it. I just
I don't know. I mean, I don't see you as much of a JRPG fan.
I'm not a JRPG fan.
That's pretty much what the 3DS has become.
Okay, got it. I haven't opened it. Like, I played Zelda. That was pretty good. And then...
Yeah, after Zelda, it's pretty much been, like, either you're a JRPG fan or not.
I need to play Fire Emblem. I enjoyed the other Fire Emblem game I played.
Fire Emblem, Fates looks good. Mario and Luigi Paper Jam comes out in 2 weeks.
That does not look good.
It's interesting. I mean, it looks like Mario and Luigi, what was the last one called? Dream Team. It looks like that with Paper Mario, but I'll buy it. I've enjoyed most of them.
Did you like Dream Team?
I enjoyed it well enough. I agree with most people in that it was Audrey paced.
I still like the art style. The way they combine art styles, which is...
I prefer the 2D sprites that they had before, like the 3D. Mario Galaxy, 3D World. But the 3D Mario designs are not as exciting as the 2D ones.
I think Mario Galaxy 2 is one of the best games ever made, so...
I don't disagree with
that. I agree with that, too.
Final Fantasy Experience looks interesting.
World of Final Fantasy looks interesting.
That looks good, too. Do you think is that out this year for us?
Apparently, that's for now. We'll see. Anything with Square Enix probably will be 2017.
So I think the first Final Fantasy game I'm going to play is the remake. I'm just going to hold off till then.
That's going to be some time, then.
It will be, but
no,
I've never
probably 2017, because that's the anniversary.
First chapter.
Yeah. But I don't know anything about Final Fantasy. Well, okay, I know one thing about Final Fantasy VII, and I'm interested to see what Final Fantasy games are like, but I can't really... I don't know. None of the other ones have seemed to do it for me, so...
This is cheating big time, but Rocket League finally comes to the Xbox One soon.
Has it really not been on Xbox One this whole time?
Nope. Wow. I'm looking forward to trying that out.
That was my favorite game of 2015.
I've heard so much great things about it from everybody. So
I need to play it more. Got it for free. So. I'll
have to play it.
Stealth brag.
Is anybody looking forward to one of those not necessarily free-to-play, but arena shooters that's coming out this year? Take your pick.
No.
Battleborn, Neurobreakers.
Paragon. Well, I don't know if that's coming out this year, but...
But yeah, take your pick. Is
it one Battleborn?
Yeah.
What's the other one then?
Neurobreakers is from Fifty B.
No, not that one.
Paragon is one from, is epic.
What's the one from
Gigantic? Is that the one from Microsoft?
Shit, the one from the company in Dallas. What was that? Gearbox. Didn't Gearbox make one?
That's Battleborn.
Then what's the Blizzard one? This is my problem with these games.
Blizzard, how about Overwatch? Overwatch.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah,
those all run together for me. So.
They do in my head. They all kind of, because they all have that, I don't know if they all do, but in my head they all kind of have an art style that's kind of over the top and disproportional, kind of cartoony.
I see all of them, but Overwatch failing, just because Overwatch is Blizzard, and Blizzard everybody loves Blizzard games. So.
Anybody excited for Doom?
No.
Anybody thinks Fable Legends is ever going to come out?
I interviewed one of the guys that made that game.
I've been in the beta for this game since September.
It'll come out this year.
Is it any good?
I've not played it. Because it's one of those betas where it's ongoing, but it's always like, okay, it's from Saturday 4 a.m. to Sunday at 6 a.m. And I'm like, what am I supposed to be doing then?
Man, what happened to the Fable franchise is very sad to me. I love the first one.
Yeah. I liked 1 and 2 was great. I liked 2 more than 1, and then the first half of 3 was really good. I love the Fable games. But yeah, this new shit is not Fable, and it makes me sad.
Anybody excited for Kingdom Come Deliverance?
I don't even know.
It's like a movie.
Yeah.
It's basically a first-person Witcher. It was a Kickstarter.
Okay.
It's very pretty.
What's
the
Sony game with the people sword fighting? Is that this year?
For Honor?
Yeah. I don't even know if
that's
any
good. That's
or
coming
not.
To Xbox too. That's yeah. Ubisoft.
Okay.
That's coming this year.
Oh, okay.
Looks cool. I played it at PSX. It's fun. What else? Not too much else that we know about. There's probably going to, hopefully, a lot of stuff we don't know about.
Well, I mean, like I said, again, a lot of it is probably, I think there won't be too many surprise retail titles, just because, like, for the most part, a lot of these companies like to have that head start. And there's a lot of games that are kind of out in the abyss. Like, we haven't seen anything from Yet to Die, or what is that, Shadow of the Beast from Sony?
That was it. Shadow of the Beast. Is that the side-scrolling game?
No, but it was they're remaking it. They announced it, like, with the PS4.
What was it, PSX?
Oh. We saw the, we found out recently that Recore was delayed, but we haven't seen much of that.
This year or next year?
Next year.
I think 2018. Or never.
I think it comes out this year. Some of it. Probably not the whole thing.
Does Bloodstained come out this year?
No Bloodstains. I don't think Torment comes out this year.
But yeah, like I said, the thing is, like, there's a lot of great games we don't know about yet, and it's not the big ones, but it's the little indie titles. Like, I mean, if you go back a year ago, I'm pretty sure none of us had heard of Rocket League.
Yeah. I mean, it was at PSX last year, and like in 2014, but it wasn't a big deal, and then it just exploded. So yeah, I'm looking forward to more games like that.
Hopefully.
Coming out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anybody excited for The Witness?
No, not anymore. I was like 3 or 4 years ago, but...
Well, here's one. I mean, we touched on it, but real quick, anybody interested in The Legend of Zelda?
I don't think it's coming out this year.
Legend of Zelda? Yeah, if it comes out this year, I'll definitely play it.
I have a Wii U that I haven't used in a year, but...
Apparently, Sam, you need to stop buying systems, or you need to know what to do with them.
You know, I want to play Mario Maker, but I don't have a Pro Controller, and I don't want to hold the gamepad for forever.
You can only use the gamepad for Mario Maker.
Wait, you can't use Pro Controller Mario Maker?
Yeah, you can.
I mean, to play the game, but, I mean...
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't care about making the levels. I just want to play the levels.
Yeah, you can use the Pro Controller.
Use the Wiimote.
You can use the Wiimote? Is it good? Does it work?
You're asking if Mario works well with the Mario controller?
No, because the Wiimote's not the Mario controller. It's the, anyway. Alright.
Well, I mean, it's turn it on the side, and it's basically an NES controller.
Alright. What about the shoulder buttons?
Well, I guess that would be fake. I mean, I guess for World, I'm so used to just using the gamepad, because it's so nice to just be able to do anything in your bed.
Yeah, the gamepad's good. Do you think there's a Star Wars game this year?
Yes. I mean, I assume there's going to be a Star Wars game for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
Now, if you mean a big one or a mobile title, like a digital title...
Do you think the Amy Hennig game comes out this year?
No, I think
it exists.
Even if it did,
it exists.
I would hold off until 2017 to do Episode 8. They did Battlefront with Episode 7.
I think 2017 could be the greatest year, looking at it, just because of what is probably going to get delayed out of this year.
And somebody got mad at me because I pointed out we have this discussion every year because all the games you say are going to make a great year get pushed into the next year.
Yep.
And then we have this discussion again talking about how this is the greatest year ever.
Yeah.
And it's like that we rinse and repeat every year.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to see anybody... like I said, there are always good games. There's always good movies. I can't think of a year where there's been nothing good in a field. But just because it's a good year doesn't mean it's the best year ever. And I always quote the Incredibles. You know, like, if every year is special, then no year is special.
Right.
So
year in movies actually looks really good, and movies don't usually get pushed too much.
I actually think last year was pretty solid. I think, because I remember a few years, 2013, I thought was really kind of drear for me. Like, there wasn't a ton of great movies to me. But next year and this year and last year, it's really good. And I thought last year had a ton of surprising films.
Actually, The Gray was probably 2014. No?
It was 2014. It was the start of 2014.
Start of 2014? All right. Never mind then.
Did you want to touch on comics at all?
No, because comics more so than any... Like, comic books are basically like indie video games. And, yeah, we know like Marvel and DC have some events signed up, but comics just get announced when they get announced. Like, at the start of last year, I would not have known about Batman and Ninja Turtles. I would not have known about Sonic and Mega Man. I would not have known about Star Trek and Green Lantern. You know, stuff like that. So the comic books...
Yeah. We know about Civil War 2, but that's about it.
You can talk about
The
Civil
Gray
War.
Was 2012.
Just is that old?
Right? I know. I feel like it was so much more recent than that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's comic books are really difficult because, you know, like, Marvel games, they have a plan. DC does whatever. But honestly, things change so fast. Like, you can have a series get launched this month and be canceled by the end of the year. And it will be business as usual.
Mm-hmm. So,
close
down, who do you think is going to win the national championship?
It's going to win.
Yep. The least applicable to our audience as possible.
Well, we can talk about that nearer to the Super Bowl when we make random predictions about everything.
The national championship is next Monday.
For football?
Oh.
Yes, for football.
Clemson versus
Alabama,
right?
Yep.
Alabama will win, but I'd rather Clemson win.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna end this now.
Derail it to football talk.
Any final thoughts about 2016 before we wrap?
Yes, go Texans. All right.
Let's go Warriors. Warriors back to back.
Well,
oh,
I will say this.
One of those. Okay.
It's the year that the Nerds are gonna have it, the Earth. To me, we have exciting comic book movies. We have exciting comic book TV shows.
We
have exciting, to me, video game movies. Sadly, I don't think we have any exciting video game based off of movies.
Yeah, nope.
Yeah, I think it's a great year for movies in general. And we'll see about games and TV shows, but just a lot of good stuff all around, so I'm excited.
What I'm most curious about with movies this year is if it can top last year in the box office, because we had 5 films gross over $1 billion.
I think so. I think movies are just going to continue to make more and more money until they...
Yeah, but I mean, that's insane. Because when you think about it, before this year, I think there were 7 films that had grossed over $1 billion. And now, 3 of the top 5 grossing films of all time are from last year.
That is
crazy. I mean,
like, that's how money works, right?
There was inflation? There was a major decline, though, in theaters, and now it's... It's because of these event movies that they're still doing okay.
A Star Wars movie released, you know? Like,
yeah, you see, just as an aside, I think that's been the most fascinating thing for me about Star Wars at the box office. Isn't that Star Wars is doing so well? It's that nothing else is suffering. Like, you look at a lot of these movies, and they, like, a lot of films are like having 10% drops week on week. And that's really impressive, and that's across the board. Like, you know, people were saying Alvin and the Chipmunk and Sisters would have been destroyed, but they've done really well at just not falling too fast.
Like, Sisters, huh? Sisters wasn't... It was okay.
Oh, I'm not saying anything about the quality of the movies, but look at Sisters has dropped, like, last weekend dropped 11%. Alvin and Chipmunk dropped 10%. Like, you used to go into theaters and seeing these numbers, like, be 50, 60, sometimes 70%. And you get this, and there's, like, movies that have dropped in 10,
12%. Huh, that is interesting. I did not notice that trend.
Yeah, but I think because a lot of the focus, rightfully so, has been focused on how well Star Wars is doing.
Right.
But I looked at the charts, and I'm like, you know, Sisters has tripled its opening gross, and Alvin and Chipmunks has tripled its opening gross. And it's like, those movies are doing well. You know, Creed is doing well. Creed had a 12% drop, and it's, like, 6 weekend. So yeah, it's a ton of stuff where it's like people are just going to the movies. And I think the most fascinating thing about 2015 in movies for me, and this is not an original thought, I saw somebody say this, is that comic book movies don't rule the roast, because like the highest grossing films of the year were Star Wars, Jurassic World, and Furious 7. So it seems like people want those pure escapist films, those films that are just so fantastical. And yes, I'm kind of Furious 7 in that, because that there's no way that happened.
Yeah, fair enough.
And I'm like, it's nice because I'm hoping that means that people become more adventurous. And as much as I love comic book films, I want a variety of films out in cinema. I want, you know, like people have their beef with it. But I enjoy Jurassic World. I enjoyed Star Wars. I enjoyed Furious 7. I enjoy, you know, I loved Creed. Creed is my favorite movie of the past year. And stuff like that. So, yeah. There's that. So, for Dan, Sam, and myself, because we don't have second set of posts, this has been Nerds on the Rocks 2016 in Previews.
Come on, Annie. Let's go to the movies.
Let's go see the stars.
Cowboy heroes, cops and robbers, glamour and strife, bigger than life. Sitting in the darkness, what a world to see. Let's go to the movies, Annie, wait and see.
Bessie Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie
Let's
Cooper.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars.
Fred and Ginger spinning madly.
Songs and romance.
Life is a sitting in the darkness, popcorn on your knees, give the maid the night off.
Turn the kitchen light off.
Let's go to